Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. Now, I know a lot of you have had a rough start to your 2022. A lot of you have either had COVID, injuries, you've gotten injured, or just a lot of barriers that are starting to happen. And we never want to start the year that way. But I'm here to let you know that you are not alone. Today, I have a very special guest, my podcast producer, but first, my really good friend, Alex. A lot of you know her from Team Shanti. And you all know I'm having shoulder surgery. And Alex has also been really suffering with an injury as well. And so we just kind of want to talk through our emotions, kind of some of the steps that we've taken to try to get past this first month of the year and how we're going to make ourselves better. We're really going to dive into the emotional strain that it's had on us, our relationships, and just overall, because I think in the beginning of the year, you think like, oh, I'm going to start fresh. We had 2020, and in 2021, you think, okay, this has to be the year that things are going to turn around. And for a lot of us, not only is it not turning around, but it's causing us to dig deeper into hoping we can believe in ourselves to just feel a little better, to kind of get through what I consider this to be beyond the pandemic.
Somebody say, oh yeah.
No. What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I'm very excited to welcome Alex to the show. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Sean.
So I don't even know where to begin, except for before we talk about our injuries and how we got injured, it's just that, what is your take on just how the year started for you? And I really just want to ask you that because I want people to know that they're not alone if they're not 100% right now.
Yeah. So it's so funny because, I mean, I really, going into this year, I had the thought, like, I really wanted to grab hold of my health. Like, I've talked to Steve about this, and it's not that I wasn't healthy in the beginning. It's just that I really wanted to hone in on reasons why some things happened to me, you know, go more the functional medicine route and really, like, kind of dive deep into my medical history to really, like, straighten out any sorts of things that might happen for me now or in the future. So that was something I had been planning to do. And it's funny because when you plan to do something, life has other plans for you. The very beginning of this year, I was really down almost right away, because I knew that that plan that I had wasn't exactly going to pan out exactly the way I wanted it to. And I just wasn't ready for it, to be honest with you. So I went into the year trying to be as hopeful as possible because I knew I was going to go down that path eventually, but it wasn't the right time for me yet.
Yeah. It's so interesting you say that too, because as you know, you were going to be in a first Max 30 workout on body in the beginning of the year. And that didn't work out just because of flights and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, it's like, holy crap, you know, these barriers start to happen. Tell people what you're going through and kind of just talk about your injury, how you feel. And I really want to talk about the relationship with you and your husband, because I think that, especially for people who are in relationships, it's really hard for people to understand that that adds another layer to the stress of your life. And I do know, and I do want to say this, I just remember, I guess it was probably the last few months before you got injured. I mean, I saw you going to class. You were taking hard ass classes too. And you really love going to the gym, and you worked out at home during the pandemic, and you really were on a path to be like, yo, I just want to be fit. I just want to, you know, be healthy. So tell people about your injury and just you go all in so they understand what you're going through.
Okay. So my injury, it's so funny because my whole, I don't want to say my whole life, but as far as I can remember, I've always had like, just like a lower back thing. I mean, you probably remember like from all the years I'm working with you, you put me on like that inversion table one time because I was like, oh, I'm feeling like a little tight, whatever. So I guess I've had this issue for many years, and I've always just been like, okay, I'm a little tight. I give myself some rest. It goes away. It's always been that kind of an issue. I've had an issue with slight sciatica before, and I'm like, okay, like my leg would hurt again. It'd be like a day. It would just like be tight or just like interesting feeling like down my butt, down the back of my legs, and it would go away. So I just like, okay, it just means I need rest. I really never took it seriously to the point where I went to the chiropractor or did anything about it because it wasn't severe. I'd say around the first or second week of September, I started really feeling pain just down my leg. And I was doing those workouts. You know, I started a new gym earlier last year, 2021, that I really enjoyed. Some of the movements I was doing just really caused that shooting pain down my leg. And that never happened before, even when I had bouts of lower back pain, anything in the past. And even when I did any workouts, I'd always do things to protect my back. So I always stood away from kettlebell swings, anything a little intense like that, I would modify. I would just do my own thing. I'd just squat with a weight. Never did anything intentionally to hurt my back because I always had a feeling that I could. So I've always been protective of it. And the beginning of September, I started feeling some interesting feelings down my leg. I got like some sharp pains. They didn't feel like the old sciatica that I knew before. It always felt, it was so much more intense than that, but it was still something that came and went. So again, out of sight, out of mind, it hurts me when I do this. I'm just not going to do this. I'm going to stay off of it. I'll take it easy. That kind of happened on and off. My wedding happened in October. Steve and I got married in October. Everything was fine. Went on our honeymoon. On and off, I'd have a little bit of lower back pain. I'd wake up. My body was a little twisted. On and off. End of November came. This is about a week before we left for the Maldives, a week and a half before that we left for the trip. And the pain didn't stop. It was excruciating. I was crying. I couldn't actually flip myself on my side without getting help or getting a push from Steve or having to grab onto the side of my bed without this crazy shooting pain going down my leg. It got to the point where it was debilitating. So I'm trying to do as much as I can. I don't know what kind of doctor to see. I don't know where to go. We call a friend of ours who's a physical therapist, and he sends us over to a well-known physical therapist he knows in the city, doing all the moves on me. He has no idea what's going on. He thinks it's lower back pain causing the shooting pain, trying to maneuver me to see if I could just be a little bit better to get on this plane. I'm going to be on a plane for 30 hours. Yeah. We couldn't find a solution in that short amount of time. So I dealt with it for quite a bit. I kept going to physical therapy, kept trying to see, you know, if I could stretch this out, I could move it around. And then I just knew something was wrong. It just kept getting more and more intense. Then I went to a doctor and I told him, I looked him right in the eye, I'm like, I need an MRI. And he said, we treat people, we don't treat MRIs. And I said, so you are 100% confident that there is nothing that is causing me this pain that is so severe that you can let me walk out of this room right now and you'll feel confident enough that I'm gonna be okay in a couple months? And we stared at each other and he wrote me the script for the MRI. He was very like, very just, I can't even explain it, like nasty, condescending. Yeah, kind of like know-it-all the first time I saw him. I get my MRIs back, I go back to him for the follow-up and his attitude changed. He's so, you know, how are you? What are you doing? Because I knew, I advocated for myself. I knew something was wrong. This was not a normal pain. This was not something that I have ever experienced before. I don't think anybody should experience. It is still debilitating. And I found out that I had herniated discs in my L4, L5, S1. And those are just like levels of the spine. It's like your spine. And there are disc herniations are protruding out so far that they are compressing my nerves. So that's essentially what sciatica is. It's just that there's levels to it. My disc is just so herniated that it's pushing it completely back, almost all the way to the back of my, to my back. So here's your spine. The discs will be here. Here are your nerves. If you're watching on YouTube, here are your nerves. The disc is just pushing out so far that it's pushing right against my back. So it's compressing, it's pinching the nerves so much that my legs just are getting this shooting pain, and it's nonstop. So I've just been working really hard. I've gone to so many doctors, so many chiropractors, physical therapists, any kind of doctor possible to try to relieve this pain. I've gotten two epidurals, cortisone shots in my back just to try to relieve the pain. That's probably taking the pain down about 40%, which has been a lifesaver. 40% is huge when you're in this much pain. But I'm still trying to work towards not getting surgery, because that is what a spinal surgeon has told me that the door is open for that surgery at this point. I'm trying to avoid it at all costs. I think once you start spinal surgery, you don't stop pretty much for the rest of your life. So I'm not really looking to go down that path. And I'm just trying to, as holistically as possible, try to heal this back with, you know, as many tools as possible. So that's where I'm at with my injury.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, it's crazy to see Alex in that kind of pain, because I think you kind of handle pain pretty well. You're like, okay, I can manage this. Because there are a lot of people out there who may be going through something and they don't want to ask for help from their spouse or their family. So how has this, you know, impacted your relationship? And like, what are some of the tools that you're using to manage that?
Yeah, that's been really hard. It's been not on Steve. So Steve is just so good. He really is. He is just like, he is like Scott to you, really. Like, yes. me and Sean joke about this all the time, that Steve is Scott and Sean and I are very much like each other. So, you know, he's just been such a gem and a lifesaver. Like, he's been helping me in every way possible. There's so many things that I felt like I could just do and accomplish, even around the house. And I can't, I physically can't. And he's really just been there to help me along the way. And that's taken a huge mental toll on me too. It's because I'm like, okay, there's things I can't do anymore. And I'm kind of like leaning on him to pick up the slack, you know? And I'm going to get emotional, because like, we just became husband and wife. And I feel like I'm not able to be my best self for him right now. And I know it's, you know, and it just makes me so sad, you know, in sickness and in health, but it's not exactly how I wanted to start off our marriage, you know. But it does really show me how amazing of human being I got to marry, because he really has just been by my side this entire time. You know, we're still trying to do the things that we do. We're still doing date nights and, you know, trying to be cute with each other. But, you know, it has been different. It hasn't been the same relationship that, you know, we had before, because we're really trying to work together through this thing. It's not easy. I'm in the doctors all the time. I'm sad a lot, which is different. But he's really helping me keep my head very level and trying to keep me as happy as possible throughout this whole thing, which is necessary. If you don't have that, if I didn't have somebody like him with me here through this, I don't know how I would handle it or make it, honestly. So I feel very lucky in having him.
There's two important things that you kind of talked about that I want to make a point of. The first one, actually, you said a while ago, which is advocating for yourself. It's so important. I remember when my knee had the reaction, because my knee was like completely inflamed and it had a reaction to my just a shot that I had gotten. And I'm writhing in pain here on the floor. And I'm like, I'm not, you know, oh my gosh, I don't want to bother the doctor. And I'm like, no, bother the doctor. And so if I didn't tell him and say, hey, this is what I need, how would he know? And while my doctor is different than yours, he's like, he treats me like I'm a piece of gold. You know, he still, if I don't speak up, he still doesn't know what's happening. And so within hours, I felt better because I had to speak up for myself. And, you know, another thing that we spoke about, I guess a couple of weeks ago, is you were with a pain specialist. And I was like, yo, go to a spine specialist, because you also, if you're going through this pain, you also need to go see somebody else. You can't just like, I mean, sometimes we say, oh, a friend of the family knows this, and they probably are very smart, but you also have to do extra research to make sure you're getting the right treatment for yourself. So that was the first thing. And then, oh God, now I forget the second thing, because I love
I'd like to piggyback on that really quickly, is other people and their opinions and what they have to say about things, and like whether or not, like whether they've gone through it or not, is like, please, like, be there for, if you are in pain, you know this, but if you're hearing about other people's pain, or, you know, someone sharing that with you, just know that pain isn't linear, and it's very unique to every individual. You know, I used to think that sciatica was a very, you could deal with it type of thing. And I didn't know. I used to be like, oh, I have sciatica. It's fine. It's like, it's nothing, whatever. And I feel like other people also feel that way. But I never knew it could get to this extent, to the point where you can't walk, to the point where you can't move on your own. And, you know, you'd hear people just give you advice like, oh, just go to yoga. Just go stretch it out. Just do this. Just do that. It's nothing. Take some rest. You know, like, go do this kind of class. Like, ooh, like, you know, and it's great. And I feel like people are trying to, you know, they don't mean it from a malicious standpoint, but try to also like give people the space and the ability to tell you their story if they would want to share that with you, instead of trying to push what you think would be the best for them on them. Because I know I experienced that a lot, you know?
Yeah, because like, people are observing without having pain, and it's easy. It's like when we watch The Bachelor, right? Like you got me watching The Bachelor one season, but you were like, oh my God, like, why is she choosing that way? And I'm like, we're just observing. We're not experiencing the emotion, or we're experiencing the pain. So empathy is like really, really important when you, if a friend reaches out to you. So I completely agree with that. And then the second thing I was going to say is it really just goes back to the asking for help thing. Like, you have to ask for help. You know, we sometimes get into this space where we don't want to feel weak, or we don't want to feel whatever. And you just, you have to ask for help, because mentally, sometimes the mental drain is much more significant than the physical drain, because it just adds a layer that you don't want on top of there. My shoulder, I was just like, started in September. So I was just like, oh, this will go away. You know, oh, but the tension on my racket is just too much. And when it never went away, and I'm still playing, and I'm still doing this, I'm still going. And I'm like, this isn't getting better. So the other thing I want to say is, most of the time, I mean, I don't recommend using Dr. Google, because it can take you down a really dark path. However, one of the things in my Dr. Google searching is like, if anything lasts for more than 2 weeks, significantly or reoccurring, you should probably go see a doctor for, because that means there's something that's causing that to happen. So, you know, for me, don't do what I did where I'm like, oh, you know, it'll go away, or I can't hit a backhand in tennis. Now to the point where I literally can't lift my arm. If you're watching on YouTube, my elbow cannot go above my shoulder this way at all. Zero. I can't go from here and put my hand over here, and I can't, if I raise my arm and I put my arm down, like, I have to catch my arm to fall down. Like, it gets, because there's an impingement. And I'm just kind of mad at myself, I think, because I'm just like, what if this would have happened? What if I would have checked in September, you know? But I'm like, I'm strong. I got this. So you don't have to be a superhero. you know, it's your body. You have to focus on it. And I just wanted to say, and I don't like talking about COVID, but there's so many people out there that have COVID and they're like, I'm really sick, but I'm still working out. And I'm like, cool. I know a lot of people who did that, but it's okay to rest. It's really okay to rest your body. And I want to talk about this, and I would love for you to chime in with this next thing I want to talk about, because it comes down to body image.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One of the things that, you know, we did an episode last year where I was just like, I think it was last year, where I'm so happy with my body. I am like so happy with it. And I'm so happy that last year I had the breakthrough of like, this is my body and I have these tools to love my body, and I really don't care that I have a six pack anymore. I mean, I have great abs or whatever, but if I didn't have that breakthrough right now, I would be miserable. Like, I would be so miserable because I can only work out like 60%. There's so many exercises I literally cannot do. I can't do a wide curl. And so yeah,
your whole world just flipped upside down.
Yeah. And even though I'm eating like as healthy as I can, because, you know, I'm not trying to be eating lettuce all day. But, you know, I don't sacrifice, you know, having a drink with my husband on date night, you know. But, you know, I just know that like my body is not where it could be. But also this is like the dichotomy of it. From like 10 years ago, I would be like, again, freaking out. And now I'm like, okay. And that's why I posted my little body shot yesterday. Cause I'm like, bitch, well, when I gain a little bit of weight, I know where it's going and I'm here for it, you know, but I was able to get there mentally. Like, and you know, we're going on vacation, and every time I go on vacation, I'm like, yes, I'm going to have like, you know, I'm gonna get my body right. And I'm like, I'm fine. Like, I'm still fine as bitch. Like, I'm fine, you know? So it's like, I'm glad that last year I got through that. But I know with your injury, not being able to work out, going into a year of health was, you know, again, your plan got ripped from under your feet like a rug. So how are you kind of dealing with that?
For me, I feel that is a huge step that I've taken, is that now I've gained weight. I've probably gained 12 pounds since this all happened, mostly because the medicine I was taking at first had me gain, I'd say like 8 pounds right off the bat. Oh. I'm so inflamed at the moment that it is like close to impossible to lose, and I'm not allowed to work out the way I once did. So I was burning an extra 400 to 600 calories in a workout 4 to 5 days a week before, and that's not happening anymore, right? I'm going for walks, but I can't even walk that far without my back hurting. So it's like, it's very difficult. Having the extra weight, not really recognizing my body as I once did, because I can't even fully straighten out my back. So I'm like hunched over. So think about it, girls, like if you're listening, you know, when you're like, you're in a bikini and like, you're sitting down, you're like, ooh, this is not my most flattering, posture. That is my posture at all times now. So it's like, it's really, really sucky. The clothes that I wore before, I can't wear anymore because they just don't look right. I can, but I don't feel my best, so I won't. But old me, I would say, would be in a much worse mental headspace seeing and feeling my body now, than I actually am, because I've accepted that this is what it is until I heal myself. I think I would have been, I'm not happy all the time about it. I'm not going to lie. I have my ebbs and flows, where I look at myself and I say, I miss my body. I miss not only what it looks like, but what it used to do. But I think that old me would be way harder on myself over the look of it more than anything. And I'm proud of that. I guess saying it now, I'm realizing that, but I am proud of that. So yeah, I think I'm doing better than I would expect myself to be doing.
I think you are too, because you know what I loved about us the other week when I came to Jersey and New York? We went out to a restaurant and we ate, we drank, we were like, fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? We here now and you know, we didn't let that, like, oh my gosh, I can't work out. Like, Alex and Steve were like, no, we still going to this bomb ass restaurant and we still going to have a good time. And I just think that that's so important. So I just want to say, like, I'm so proud of you because, you know, years ago, I remember asking you to be in T25 when you were, oh my, you were like so fit and you still, and you had that mental space of body image. And now you're like, you're in such a better mental space when it comes to that. And you, it's like, it's really great to see you mature and me too, because I just think that over time when you grow and you've experienced that for so long, it's like, okay, like I need to make a change because going to that dark place about my body is just not healthy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think like even that, like, you know, it's so hard as it is for people, for anybody, I guess, just having to go through like an injury or something like this. And it's already taking over so much of your life, like literally every minute of your life. So, because it's all you think about, because it's all you feel. Mm-hmm. So you're constantly just like feeling this, like trying to like, just like, even just sitting here having this conversation with you, I've just like, I've probably moved and bounced around 100 times because I'm just trying to get comfortable. And I won't, but I can find something that feels good for a few minutes, which is great. Yeah. So having that space and that time to just be like, me and Steve love food. We love food. We love going out and trying new things and being in a, like a really cool restaurant and trying a new drink. Like that brings me so much happiness that like, okay, I've gained weight because of like what's going on with me right now. But if I can have like a moment or a few hours that make me feel whole again and make me feel like me, that's more worth it than if I gain a pound going out. You can't physically gain a pound over a meal.
Exactly.
So people, just so you know that. Okay. You can't gain a pound over a meal. It's going to make me feel happy. I'm going to do it. So
I also want to use this opportunity to say, and this is no shade to the ripped people. This is no shade to the thin people. This is no shade to the people who are naturally genetically thin. But not everybody wants the most ripped person at the pool or at the party. Like me personally, like, and I said this many times, Scott can gain a good 10. I'm like, the booty, I'm like, I don't mind a little extra, you know, and I actually don't mind it on myself now that I'm like healthier in my mindset. And not everybody's going to look like that. I know people who work out all the time. They work out all the time. They eat, you know, 85% healthy. They have really great bodies. But when you see those people in those fitness competitions, and when you see people in the bodybuilding competitions, that is a job. They are literally minimizing and depleting water from their body so that they can be at this super ripped status. And there's a lot of people who obviously are genetically ripped and they can sometimes eat whatever they want. And age has a lot to do with that. But don't put the pressure on yourself to look like a supermodel or a fitness model all the time. Like Alex said before, just talking about ebbs and flows, there are ebbs and flows of your life. And right now, I know I'm in a season that I got to embrace these thick thighs and this thick booty. And I'm here for, when I tell you I'm here for all of it, I'm here for all of it. And then I'll say, like, we're going to Mexico to Puerto Vallarta. And there's a party there this weekend called Beef Dip. I'm like, this is the week for me to go because... Woo! I mean, listen, I don't fit the beef status. Like, I understand that, I'm like, this is so cool. Like, I'm like, great. Like, I'm gonna be with my people. Do you have any holistic things that you're doing to kind of steer your body in the right path as you decide how you're gonna, you know, heal yourself through this injury?
This will be my fourth physical therapist, chiropractor. So I've been absolutely leaning heavily on physical therapy. and seeing where that can take me. I've never known this, but like physical therapists, chiropractors, they all do the same thing. They just have different levels of schooling. So I didn't know that until I went through all this. People think that the chiropractor is super scary, but for the most part, they can also just do physical therapy with you. So don't be afraid of the chiropractor. I don't know why, like my whole life I've always heard like, oh, careful, go to a chiropractor, they can mess your back up, or I don't know why, but I found the best relief with a chiropractor that I'm seeing. And they're just giving me, you know, where they're massaging certain parts of my back to, you know, give me a little bit of relief and like the spasm, because my back is really trying to protect itself right now. So it's causing the twist and like the shift of my body over to the right, because it's compensating for the pain that I'm experiencing in my leg. So they've really been like concentrating on giving me, you know, a mix of massages and also, just different ways and movements that could help me stretch my back out a little bit. So because my body is shifted over to the right side, I'm trying to like do some like dip hips so that like I could bring it back in a little bit, and that'll straighten me out for a little. I'll do that throughout the day. They've shown me like I'd have to do like, I can't actually get on the floor because it actually hurts me more to get out of that position. So I've been doing like cobras. It's something called the McKenzie method. And anybody who's been, has had any sciatic pain or any disc herniations, that's pretty much the number one thing that chiropractors and physical therapists go through. It's the McKenzie method. It's kind of like a testing, a way of testing to see if it's working and helping you gain your mobility back with a disc herniation. And it's been very positive for me. So that's what they've been working on. And they've been showing me like some nerve glides, which is basically just like stretching out the nerve. So right now my calf, shin, and ankle are almost sore. I'd say 95% of the day and night. So like I'm always getting throbbing and pains in that area. The way that one of my physical therapists explained to me was it's kind of like if you're holding a bicep curl for, you know, 23 hours out of the day, and then you finally just like let that bicep curl go, your arm is just gonna be like, you know, throbbing and pain. It's just gonna be like, what'd you just do to my body? So that's kind of like the pressure I'm putting on that area of my leg all day. So they've given me some like nerve glides, and I'm currently working on like honing in on doing an anti-inflammatory diet. So starting Monday, because it's Steve's birthday, you know, I gotta just have a little fun this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been trying to stay as far away from like any inflammatory foods as possible, but like Monday's going to be the, you know, it's going to be a very serious ride of, you know, eliminating all these other foods. But Monday I will start a full-blown anti-inflammatory diet, which hopefully will really help. Other than that, that's really the most I could do at this given point. A decompression machine I tried yesterday, which was really nice, but that's a buildup that might not actually, you know, give me any benefits for a while. So we'll see how that goes, but I'm literally trying to do anything I possibly can to prevent surgery at this point.
Yes. So smart. I'm glad you can try to prevent it, because I can't.
Yeah, right, I know. Now. I know. What are you doing right now to manage your pain?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so right now to manage my pain is I'm just not doing the things that hurt it, number one.
Right,
number two, yeah. I do massage. Massage therapy is so good for me, because I go at some point in the day And I just relaxed my mind. Mm-hmm. I know massage is good for your body and your muscles. You know, they massage my shoulders. But for me, it just, for either 50 or 80 minutes a day, not a day, but a couple times a week, I'm able to just not think about anything. It's like, for me, it's kind of like the best form of meditation for me, to just lay on the table and have a good massage therapist. And it's so funny. Like the other day I was getting a massage and I don't know, I wasn't even asleep. I was just in such a meditative state that I was having a conversation and I came to, and I said to my massage therapist, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like talking to myself. I'm like having this conversation. And he was like, it's totally fine. He's like, please. He's like, I get it all in here. So I do massage therapy. Right now I'm doing hyperbaric therapy, hyperbaric chamber. So this has been interesting because the results aren't tangible right away, but for those out there who know Shalene Johnson and her husband, Brett Johnson, they really recommended I do 30 hyperbaric chamber sessions. So for Shalene, she completely tore her hamstring, and in 30 sessions, it made her feel better. And her husband had a neurological thing happen where he really couldn't even walk. And so he did hyperbaric therapy and it helped him. So basically, they put you in a tube and you're breathing in fresh oxygen, and fresh oxygen obviously helps your body at the cellular level. And so it's been really cool. And the cool thing about it is, even though I don't go every day, you never lose what you gain as you're going through this process. So when I found out I was having surgery, the woman who runs the facility was like, okay, there's a treatment that we have that you come in before surgery and after surgery, and they've seen incredible results with helping your surgical wounds heal your tears of muscle. So I'm really excited about that. I'm glad I started doing that. And the only thing that I haven't done, which I really should do, is cryotherapy. I hate it beyond, because this place that I go to, you literally go in a freezer and it's only like a minute and a half to 2 minutes. But I'm like, this is terrible. I really need to make myself do it. And the woman who's the assistant manager at the place is like, are you going in a cryotherapy chamber today? And I'm like, no, but I really need to do it, because I think it's going to be good for my body.
Is that the place you took us all to in Arizona?
Well, I go to a different one now. And this one, you literally go inside of it's a freezer. They close the door. Oh. You have to put on gloves and a hat and like all this stuff. And they're like, you got to play your favorite song because you got to enjoy whatever time is it. It is. Oh my God. I hate it so much, but I really, I'm definitely going to have to do it once I get my surgery. I'm just going to have to make myself do it. Oh God.
I had a bad experience one time with cryotherapy, and I never went back.
Burned?
Yeah. I don't know how the hell that happened, but I'm like, this is a sign that this is just not for me.
Maybe you should have went in half the time.
I think it was only like 3 minutes. It wasn't even that long. I feel like that was like, it was crazy. They did something wrong, but I'm like, this isn't my jam, but I would like to try that hyperbaric chamber. I think that might be cool for me. I don't think it's anywhere nearby, but it's worth traveling for probably.
I'm sure they have them in New York City.
They probably do. Yeah.
Gosh. They have to. I mean, if they have it here in Arizona and Phoenix, they definitely have it in New York City.
True.
Well, thank you for the conversation. I hope that you guys out there see that people are going through things, and I hope you took something from it, especially when it comes to your relationships, advocating for yourselves, understanding your pain, the emotional pain that it causes. And really at the end of the day, you have to be the leader of creating a plan for yourself. You know, I think when we go to a doctor, while they are the experts of what happens in our bodies, we kind of have to go in as the boss and say, okay, give me all the information. Maybe sometimes get a second opinion. And you at the end of the day are responsible for making the decision of what you choose to do with their expertise. In addition to doing stuff at home, I think it's really important that you make time for yourself, just like last year or the year before? I can't even remember. These last 2 years have gone, like, been mushed together. But I remember Chip saying to me, it's like, okay, like, you need to have a wellness day. And it used to be Thursdays, and now it's like every other day because I'm so fucked up. but that, you have to make, you know, my team, if anybody's like, I need a wellness day, a mental health day, I need to go on a vacation, I'm like, I'd much rather you be in a clear headspace than adding mental pressure and stress to your life. Alex, do you have any parting words for our guests who are listening today?
You have to go with your gut instinct. And that's something that I made a promise to myself. And this was after my whole wedding debacle, which is a whole nother story, was that I need to start trusting and believing in myself and my gut instinct. Because I could tell you 9 out of 10 times, that is the answer. That is the route I wish I would have taken, or that was just the right thing to do. And I'm just so happy I made that choice and trusted myself. So I really just think, and this piece of advice could really go for any issue that you're going through right now, is just really trust your gut, trust yourself, because you know yourself better than anybody else, and you need to believe in that.